Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Get into all the big news from around the National Football League. Week 12 kicks off tonight.
What a good one.
Not right here, because the Hawks play the Spurs. That'll be on WAOK, the Bills and the Texans tonight. Pregame at 7:30, kickoff at 8:15. We'll get you caught up on everything going on in the National Football League. College Football Corner at 12:20 as well. A little bit more Kirby Smart audio from the Steakhouse today. Sark real mad.
Yeah,
anyone would suggest that he might leave.
So I keep hearing this or NFL.
Makes me more suspicious.
I keep hearing this or NFL job. Like,
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. He's got ties places.
I mean, I got ties. Mm-hmm. Like, you talking about neckties?
Well, he's got some of those, too.
Oh, yeah, like, what the?
It just takes one.
All right, and that's true.
It just takes one.
It is damn sure true, man.
And here's what I'll say. I didn't want to. Somebody said something about falling up the other day about Lane Kiffin. I was like, Kiffin hasn't fallen up. No. I think Kiffin's done a good job. He's just sort of an odd personality at times.
Yes.
I think Sark's fallen up.
Like, yeah, no.
Sark hasn't done like a great job anywhere.
No, he
has not. Continued to get these incredible promotions.
But that's where Texas was at. There was nobody there that they can get other than a defending. Did they win a championship with Sark as OC in Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was the OC.
I think he was.
Yeah, he was the OC.
With the 2020 team.
He was OC. So you're looking at it from that standpoint. He's offensive coordinator in Alabama. Like, Texas had some weird fits over the years after Mack Brown left. Mm-hmm. I mean, Charlie was a bad mix. We know that.
Sure.
I mean, remember they had made Will Muschamp the coach in waiting. Mm-hmm. You know, then it was Tom Herman.
Who was the next great
thing. Oh, my God.
That didn't work out so good.
Was like, oh, I'm in Georgia. Interview Tom Herman. I was like, why would Georgia interview Tom Herman?
Instead of what?
Instead of Kirby Smart. Like,
no.
You should open it up. You should open up the coaching there. Just don't settle for Kirby.
Who said that?
It was really?
Said,
it was said.
On this radio station?
It was said.
Unbelievable.
It was said.
That's before I was here.
Yeah, it was
so that's,
said.
It wasn't by
it was,
me.
It was said.
I believe it. That's the same sort of idea as Matt Schaub should take some first-team reps.
Yes.
Try Matt Ryan.
Yes.
The year that he won the MVP award.
Yes.
All right, look. I mean, we all have our
what the hell
hot
you talking?
Takes exposed,
what the hell you
our
talk,
cold takes.
What the hell you talking about? I saw the Braves are bringing back my friend.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Old Raffy.
Yeah, not even his name. Yeah, Russell Iglesias.
I like Raffy.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you get Raffy from Russell?
Because I just want to call him Raffy.
Okay.
Yeah, he got to earn his name from me.
This is just so confusing because they literally had another guy named Raphael last year. So I never knew who you were talking about. Well, I knew who you were talking about because it was always in reference to Russell Iglesias.
So he's the closer.
Struggling. Well, $16 million would suggest that he's the closer.
Okay. Yeah. And he was going to get that from other teams?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. I wasn't in the negotiation.
No
but
problem.
Probably.
No problem. I'm excited.
Raffy. He had a really nice finish to the year.
He did. I'm excited. Raffy's back, man. You know. So you know, we just got to get some guys that are good in front of him.
The only problem is that Bo's not on the other side of the glass right now. Where'd he go? Bo needs to be here for Randy slandering Russell.
How am I slandering him?
I said
I'm glad he's back. I said they got to pitch better in front of him. That's what I just said. Mm-hmm. All right. That's all. I don't have no ill will towards this dude. Never have. Never have. I've always given him his respect.
It's true.
That is true. When he's been
there's a long history of you messing up the names of Braves bullpen pitchers out of respect.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But hey, whatever. To each his own. and they know him. He didn't have to move or anything like that. There might not have been any closes on the market. I mean,
yeah, look, I mean, we talked about Edwin Diaz earlier in the offseason. They're going to have to pay a whole bunch of money to get him, but I never – like, that to me is – it's one of those ones with the Braves that's almost kind of like the Rich McKay argument with the Falcons.
Right.
It's like, yeah, you have every right to be frustrated about it, and it might be even a legitimate criticism. But it's never going to change. So what's the what's the point of yelling about
yes,
it? You know what I mean?
Like, I agree.
They were never going to pay a closer $100 million. No, and no, I don't know that Edwin Diaz is going to get that, but he's going to get a lot of money.
You think Matt's going over to him?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where it's going to happen.
The Dodgers have a closer.
But somebody's going to pay him more money than the Braves would have been willing to pay him.
Yeah.
And it happens every time around this time of year when baseball free agency starts. And the Braves do spend a lot of money. They probably could spend more money. It's hard when you brag about how much money you're making and you're a publicly traded company and we know how much money you're making annually and you're not spending with some of the, you know, the big, big spenders in baseball. I know that they're top seven or six or whatever.
Right.
But there's a pretty big gap.
Why does it feel? Maybe
there's a pretty big gap.
Yeah, because they are in the top five as far as spending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the top three are
different. You know what I mean?
The top, exactly.
And I love how they harp on that part. Oh, we're in top five in spending in the league.
But it's never top five because they're not.
Yes.
It's top seven, which is not a list.
Yeah, but
no one does seven. You only say seven because you're seventh.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like when your team was ranked 12th preseason. You're like, we were in the top 12.
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
They run with that, though.
We have round numbers.
They sure run with that.
You're either in the top 25, the top 10, or the top 5.
They sure
no one says,
they
and I guess 12 now because 12 team playoff,
right,
but
right,
that's
right,
not what
right,
you meant.
Right.
The only reason you said that was because your team was ranked 12th preseason.
Teams
just
always,
like the Braves are
so
seventh in spending, and we're top seven in spending.
We're top seven in spending.
Yeah,
so
also,
I don't know what else you guys want me to do.
Be top. be more spend more is what I want you to
you're
do.
You're seven, so there's six spots in front of you.
Yeah.
Get closer to the first one.
Yeah, that's right.
Not meaning, no, I'm sorry. Jump at least four of those six.
Yeah, and look, I also understand that there you can parse through the top six, and it's like, well, these guys, the Mets spend all this every year, and it never works. True. Fair enough. The Dodgers spend that much every year. They're back-to-back World Series champions.
You know, this is one thing because I, you know, being, you know, the breadwinner and all those things. Like if I want something, nobody's there to say no. Like, what is it like when Alex wants something and then he got to go to them dudes and it's like no.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Because
I know he's. This roster. I mean, the financial part of it is not on him. We understand that.
No, he's got constraints.
Yes,
we understand.
But it's crazy how he just give me an extra $4 million a year. Mm-hmm. Extra four, and we can keep this.
And there has been times we've heard about when he's been able to persuade him that, hey, we're going to have to spend a little more than we had planned, but we can get this arm or this bat or whatever it is. And usually it's in season.
Right.
And we think it'll kind of bolster us down the stretch. Yeah, but he doesn't even go to him with – like Ohtani.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't even – you know what I mean?
Were you guys in Ohtani – Ohtani who?
Yeah.
Like, is there another one?
Does he have a brother?
Yeah, or something like that. Like, we're like, that would be, okay, I know you guys are going to, because it's my kid's favorite thing to say. I know you're going to say no. Then why ask?
Why ask?
Yeah, so did he go up to Liberty? Hey, guys, you're probably going to say no about this.
Well, maybe here's what some people do. Is you make the crazy ask knowing it's going
to
be a no.
Yeah, so try to get something close to it.
And then you go for what you really want, which is also outrageously priced.
Right.
But it's not as outrageous as the first thing that you threw out there. So maybe you've kind of changed their mind on what's crazy, and then you can get it. Maybe that's what they do. I don't know. But yeah, I think he does have to play Jedi mind tricks a little bit to try to get a little extra.
You know, you with your...
No, but the CEO came out and said we want to be top five. Like he said, we want to be in the top five.
How big is the gap between five and one and
a lot.
Two? Okay.
It's okay. A lot.
Right.
Again, you know, we're not, the Braves are not the Pirates.
Yes.
You know, we're not crying poor and they do spend money. But yeah, there's just certain guys, there's certain free agents every single offseason that you can just stop talking about.
Yeah.
It's just like, again, like,
Kyle Schwarber is a pipe dream.
I don't know. I don't know. You're asking. I don't know what these guys are going to get. So I'm not sure.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Oh, you really?
I genuinely don't know what he's like. I'm being honest. Like I don't know how much he's going to get on the open market.
Okay.
Probably. Like pretty much. It seems like anybody you've heard of there's going to be like a market for. I'm getting them.
Okay.
Like when did they do that?
Yeah.
When did they do it?
I mean, they brought back Rafi, so why not bring back Marcel?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, why not bring back Marcel too?
He might, you know. You know him.
I mean, y'all know him. We're comfortable with him.
It'd
here.
Something that they might do. think we're good. Yeah. I mean, I think he got the juice out of that one.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
But I don't know. Maybe there's like a metric that suggests that he still has this or that or something like that.
Yeah, dude.
Spin rate or something like that.
I don't know. His every fifth bat against lefties.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, all these damn made-up stats.
I don't know, but I've sort of resigned myself. There's just, again, it's one of those things where you're not wrong as a Braves fan in complaining about not being in on free agents that would help your team. The Braves need a designated hitter. The Braves also traded for Mauricio Dubon yesterday, who's a 31-year-old Gold Glove shortstop. Awesome defensive player.
Yes.
And, you know, depending on what happens between now and opening day,
he's going to be the guy.
He's going to shape how you feel about it.
Yes.
If he's a utility infielder, that's great.
Yes.
That's awesome. You're fired up. If that guy's your starting shortstop come April, it's kind of the same thing.
But it's the clubhouse, Andy. It'll rub off on him.
I don't know what that means.
It means that good Gregory and Juju, it elevates you. It elevates everybody their first year with the Braves in the clubhouse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
That
was pretty damn bad.
Again, like Kyle Seager would be great. He did put the Braves on his no trade list.
I saw that.
I think that's a tactic.
Okay.
You put the teams that you actually want to go to on your no trade list.
Okay.
So then you can negotiate for more.
Okay, I saw that. I was like, really? What the hell we do to him?
Nothing. That's just that's just actually he wants the Braves.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's like when you were in elementary school and like, you know, you'd hit the girl because you liked her, you know?
Yeah.
You wouldn't flirt with her.
Yeah.
That's just him flirting with the Braves.
Oh, okay.
That's just elementary school playground flirting from Kyle Seager.
Yeah, man. Would they give him, because to get him, you're going to have to.
Yeah, I'll just say no. Whatever you're about to say, okay. No. Because they'd have to pay him a lot of money.
Yeah, okay, and they're not going to do that. Yeah, okay.
That's right.
All right. No problem.
There you go. So I don't know if Dubon will be the starting shortstop or not, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Definitely not surprised. Yeah. That's what I, like, when I saw it, I was like, oh, what happened to old boy?
Who?
I always forget his name.
Nick Allen?
No, nah, he's gone. He's in Houston. The guy was there last year, Braves guy from Tampa. Shortstop.
Hey, Sung Kim.
Hassan, thank you, Abe.
Hassan Kim, yeah. I don't know.
Because
he's still out there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they just gave Rafi the 16. He wants 16 in a year. Just give him 16, too.
I'm fine with me.
All right. I mean, we're trying to negotiate.
Again, we're great at spending the Braves' money.
Yeah.
I'm great at it. They never do it, though.
Okay,
I give all these suggestions, and they never spend it.
Who's worth 16 mil? Hassan Kim or Rafi?
I'd rather have Hassan Kim.
Okay. All right.
I'd rather have a shortstop who can hit.
Okay.
You know. They paid him, so
yeah.
I don't get to sign the checks,
yeah.
Unfortunately. It'd be great. I mean, I wish I was a billionaire and owned the team, and we'd have Shohei Ohtani right
Hell
now.
Hell yeah, we'd have Shohei, we'd have Juan Soto.
We'd have everybody.
And
Freddie would still be here.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'll defer $800 million.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever, I don't know all that stuff. Yeah. Sure, I don't know. Taxes are better here. I don't know how all that stuff plays out.
Yes.
The Hawks take on the Spurs tonight, unfortunately. Well, I guess fortunately for the Hawks' chances of winning the game, but unfortunately for viewership, Wembanyama is injured. He's not going to play. It would be really cool to watch Victor play, but he's not playing tonight. Obviously, Trey's still out. Don't know about Risa Shea. He took a pretty tough fall
the
other day, and I think he's questionable, so he may go tonight. But Hawks-Spurs tonight at 8 o'clock. That'll be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And they did their damnedest to try to come back and beat the Pistons
the
other night.
They battled.
But it's just hard right now because they don't have everybody. I don't know if Porzingis is going to be able to go tonight either.
Yeah, I mean, they are a scrappy bunch, Andy. They're a scrappy bunch of guys who, you know, we talked about the defense and everything like that. But Detroit's playing some good ball.
Yeah,
and
really
so,
are.
You know, that's 11 in a row. And, you know, they're at the top of the Eastern Conference right now. And I just think that – and we talked about the whole – stand afloat till Trey gets back. They're doing more than that, dude. They really are playing well. Watching the game last night, the ball movement was so good, Andy. And then it's just like everybody taking opportunities to be a playmaker. Because you saw a lot of guys breaking down their defender, getting in the lane, drawing defenders, kicking it out. And so, I mean, they can continue to do that. They still have Castle and they got De'Aaron Fox and them guys. Mm-hmm. So they still are a good team. But, I mean, obviously they're different without Wimby. But it should be hopefully they go down there and get them a dub and try to get back on track again. Obviously, that where they are right now in the season is still early, and you're still trying to ingratiate because Porzingis has been in and out of the lineup.
Yep.
We know Trey is out of the lineup.
Yep.
And so, you know, I'm so curious to see what it looks like when they're all together. I really, really am. Don't know when it's going to be. Hopefully in the next week. So I know next week was kind of the area we were looking for maybe
as
Trey to get back in it.
4 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, again, he wasn't going to be back in 4 weeks. He's going to get reevaluated.
And so then you'll get an opportunity to see where he is and how much more time he's going to be out.
Yeah, I can't be anything but excited about what it's going to look like when he comes back. Like, you get a guy like that back with a team that's playing like this, it seems like it's going to be great. It needs to, for sure, because they've looked really good without him, and you know the narrative of him not being there and all that. But it's very easy to stop that just by coming back and having it look even better with him, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the best-case scenario and the easiest way to stop it. If he comes back and it's a little bit clunky, then that continues, and it's like, damn,
But it's a possibility.
Well, it is a possibility because they haven't played together.
Exactly. So,
and he's going to be – he's ball dominant.
He's a ball-dominant guard. He's a ball-dominant, defensive liable.
I forgot that Harrison Barnes played for the Spurs.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he'll be out there.
Man, Harrison, Harrison, and you got Castle.
He always ends up on fun teams.
He's a corner three guy.
He is.
He's a corner three guy, man. Yeah. And that's the reason he's out of Golden State, because he couldn't hit the corner three. They had to go get Kevin Durant. And there's that funny. Watching that game last night, Kevin Durant on the offensive side of the ball, no matter what's going on, always got his hand up. Always.
You know why?
Always. Woo!
Because he's open.
Yeah, all the time. It's so funny. Yeah. They had a fast break that was in front of him.
Yeah.
And he was running down with his head up.
Give it to me.
Give it to me.
I'm going
to
pull up.
Give me the ball. Give me the ball.
I'm going to score.
Yeah.
That's a guy, like, because, you know, with the Trey coming back and they need to get used to each other and how's it going to look. There is no get used to playing with Kevin Durant process at all.
No.
You just put him on a good team and it works.
Yes.
Like, they're
a great player.
Their offense is number one in, like, every category. And, he's just like 37 years old, just doing the exact same things that he's been doing for 20 years.
Yes, and that's a great – I mean, nothing about his game has changed.
The same.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
He's going to get to wherever he wants on the
floor. He's like a little bit more efficient, and he's a little bit craftier, but not – and he goes to the rim less than he used
to. That double crossover just
– Dude, Şengün. Şengün's taking a step, too.
Dude, they paid the right guys, man. That's the one thing about Houston. They got rid of the right guys. They brought in the right guys, and they paid the right guys.
Reed Shepard's playing, too.
It's about damn time.
I know. He was the third overall pick. There was a shot of him standing next to KD during a timeout yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Those are vastly different.
Hey, tomorrow, guys, during the morning shift at Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta for a special broadcast, come on in and pick up your supplies for the weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And come by and say hello to Ali, Big Mike, and Bo, Squid Billy, as they broadcast live from the stores brought to you by Publix. Read your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. That's the morning shift tomorrow, 6 to 9 at Publix.
Week 12 kicks off in the NFL tonight. Bills and Texans. We'll talk a little bit about that. All the other news around the NFL in an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.